Phyllis supporters started gathering in a ballroom in Uptown just as the results started trickling in. Soon, there were a few hundred supporters on hand, all waiting to hear from the man they believe can take down the junior senator from North Carolina. By 9:30, they were restless. By 9:45, Tillis had been named the outright winner. Just after 10 p.m., Tillis took the stage, and the crowd in business attire or Tom Tillis apparel sounded more like the fans at a Justin Bieber concert. Cell phones and cameras high in the air, the crowd snapped pictures and video while Tom Tillis told them their work was not yet done.
It's not the end of the primary. It's really the beginning of our primary mission, which has been the mission all along. And that is to beat Kay Hagan and to make Harry Reid irrelevant in American.
That would be Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, a Democrat. Throughout his victory speech, Tillis made it seem as if his opponent in the general election was not just Kay Hagan, but a three-person Democratic team.
Kay Hagan and Harry Reid are nothing but an echo chamber for President Obama's worst ideas. When Obama wanted to borrow $1 trillion, Kay Hagan and Harry Reid signed the mortgage. When he wanted to drive up energy prices, Hagan and Reid let him do it. And when the president bullied his way into the takeover of our health care system, Kay Hagan cast the deciding vote.
The crowd was clearly excited, and Tillis again and again told them they were on their way to victory.
Just think about how excited we'll all be when we're seeing those results in November.
There were attack ads aplenty in this primary, and so-called mainstream Tea Party and more socially conservative wings all had their picks in this race. Mark Harris represented the latter. Last night, he called on the party faithful to rally around the mainstream-backed Tillis.
Each candidate in this primary has been sharpening and strengthening their own conservative beliefs and their own conservative principles. In fact, I hope you understand tonight that it's because of the difference you have made that on this election night, our nominee is emerging from the process more prepared than ever before.
Tea Party favorite Greg Brannon had this to say.
I congratulate Mr. Tillis. He worked hard. He worked very hard. And the key is Ms. Hagan must come home, without a doubt.
As for Kay Hagan, she easily won her primary, and the campaign released a memo last night that lays out what they call Tom Tillis's weaknesses. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.